Tzova Navshe Lekot Lenofik. With his own will, he's like going, maybe Lekot, maybe you'll have to have a Chiv Misa. The same thing, if he passed it the wrong way, maybe you'll have a Chiv Misa. Rashi, Betzvi Navshe, Betzvi Navshe, with his own will. Lekot Lozul, Lisa Oynesh Chet, Shema Yishke Bedin, V'yalatzma Yom HaKein. He said about himself, maybe you'll make a mistake now in the Pesach Din, and because of his mistake, he'll be Mechiv Misa. It's like he warned himself, make sure you pass it the right way. I'm not going to do it for my own house. I'm not going to make money to bring home. That's not my intentions. I'm going to give the psak din. I'm doing a psak shalemis. I'm going to come home empty handed. I should go the same way I come in, I should come out. But just like I'm going in without a chet, I should come out without a chet. When Rava saw that a bunch of people were walking him home, they wanted to give him covet. He saw a whole bunch of people walking, following him, to give him covet. His Omri said like this, in order he shouldn't become a Bagaivanik, he shouldn't lift himself up too high, he said like this, if you go up to the Shemayim, and if your head reaches the clouds, is Yagia Kegeloloi Lonetzach Yoved Royov Yoimru Ayoy. So you have to say, like, you're going to be like a Gogoloi, the glau, the waste that comes out of the behemoth, that's what you'll be. In other words, that you have to know not to be like Ivanik. Shashim Yal Lashmayim Suyu, Soifik Gal Lonetzach Yoved. The person comes too high, makes himself like he reaches the Shemayim ready, he'll end up to be nothing. He said this and he should not become a Bagaivanik. That's why Rava said this. Rav Zutra ki have a mechasve lebe Shabbata de Rigla. When Rav Zutra, when he's old already, when they wanted to bring him in to give the drosha on the Shabbos of the Regal, before the Yom Tovim, they gave a big drosha, so they used to carry him al ksefu on the shoulders. Drasha mechasve le zokin hoya. Rav Zutra was an older person already. They carried him on poles on the shoulders, like how like a chair, and they lifted him up. The base of Medrash. They did this, no, they didn't make him walk in. They rather carried him in order that the tzibu would not have to stand up for him. So Pshat, this man Yom is going, that reichiv is like kemhalach dummy. If a person is reichiv, it's like being carried, riding, it's considered like he's walking, and when somebody's walking, you don't have to stand up. So Mela, therefore, they let him sit and carry him, that the people do not have to stand up for him. Mifaked. Reichiv is kiyeshiv dummy. Forget. When do you have to stand up for somebody when he's standing up? The Churis Mandiyam holds that reichiv is kiyeshiv dummy. The fact that you're sitting right now and not standing up, if you're sitting down, they don't have to stand up for you. So they're going now, since he's sitting on the chair, even though they're carrying him and bringing him in, but since he's sitting, that's called kiyeshiv dummy, and therefore the people don't have to stand up to give him covet. Not to be matriach, not to bother the people, that they should not have to stand up. Is Omri said like this, Ki le'olam chosin, you're not always going to be rich. V'yemnezel ador v'ador, is se'es p'nei rosha, if v'yemnezel ador v'ador, no, you're not always going to have it. Also, like Yevim Musa, don't think too high of yourself. The Pesach says, se'es p'nei rosha le'toiv. It's not nice, like, to look up to Rishoyim. It means, le'toiv le'rishoyim, she'noisim lehem ponem ve'olam azeh. Not good for the Rishoyim that nice upon it, things are good for them. I mean, Seis Pnei Rosh means if you act nice to Rishoyim, it's not good in this world. In other words, if Rishoyim have it easy, the people act nice to them, it's no good for them in this world. That means, Loi Tov Liachav, it wasn't good for Achav, Shenoso Loi Ponu Bolam Azeh, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was Meichel him and didn't give him his punishment on this world. Shenem the Pasuk says, Yan Ki Nichna Ochim Lefonai, since Achav, even though he was a big Rosha, but since he did once chus, he was nichne, he bowed down to Hashem, he was machni, he lowered himself, he humbled himself in front of Hashem, so Hashem said, Lo'ovi harav yomav, I'm not going to bring the punishment back in his lifetime. And that's no good for them, because like this, they don't get the punishment, they keep on doing rishis. They do worse and worse, and where did they get the punishment? In Gehenim, so they would have been much better off to have the punishment on this world. So it's no good really for the Rishoyim, the fact that Hashem is nice upon him, like forgives them, doesn't give them the punishment here, gives it to them later. They would have been better off to get the punishment here. Pasuk says, La'ahatois tzadik b'mishpo toiv lehem. In other words, if you do not good to tzadikim, it's good for them. That means, La'ahatois tzadik b'mishpo. Means, toiv lehem le'tzadikim, she'ein noisim lehem ponim b'elom azeh. It's good for a tzaddik if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not nice upon him, doesn't act nice, doesn't give them something good in this world. In other words, that they'll get them maybe punishment in this world, k'day that all their schar, they'll get Noelam Habu. So it's good for tzaddikim that Hashem is not nice upon him, doesn't like forgive them, doesn't like act special to them in this world. That means Toiv Noelam Moshe was good for Moshe, Shiloh Noso Leifonim Boilam Azeh. That Hashem was not nice upon him, didn't forgive him completely in this world. Shenemar HaPosek says, Yan lohemantem bilakdisheni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe his oinish and said that since you didn't make enough Kiddush Hashem, instead of talking to the stone, you hit the stone, Barabim, you didn't make enough Kiddush Hashem, so because of that chet, you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe was mace. To the diyuk, ho'ilu hemantem bi adayin legia zmanam lipotim in oilam. If it wouldn't have been that Moshe did this chet, if he would have had Amunin Hashem, it would have made the Kiddush Hashem, if he would have spoken to the stone and not hit it, it wouldn't have come as time to be mace. So you see here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not nice upon him. Like Hashem did not overlook this chet that Moshe Rabbeinu did. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the chet as a chet, and because that Moshe was mace. And that was a schooler that was good for Moshe Rabbeinu. And like he got his einish on this world, that in the next world he only gets his schar, no einishim. But says, Ashrehim le'tzadikim, it's good for tzadikim, le'dayin, not only, she'en zeichin, that they themselves are zeichim, ele shemezakin levneihim levneivneihim, at zeif ko'odorus. This chutz even helps protect their own children and the children's children at zeif ko'odorus. She'ekame bonim hoyle li'aron, she'ruin li'sorif. We know Aaron had four children. We know two of them were burnt, died. Now, how many really were supposed to die? Kenodiv Aviyu. How many really were supposed to die like Nodiv Aviyu died? Really, Shenema the Pasuk says, Hanoisorim. The ones that were left over. In other words, Rashi Alma, Afein Hoy Ruin Lisorim for Noisrum. Even the other two also really were supposed to be burnt. Really, all four sons of Aaron should have been burnt. But they were left over. Ella, why were they left over? Sha'omad Lehem Schus Aviyim. Because the Schus of Aaron or of Moshe Rabbeinu protected them. So the Schus of their fathers protect the children. Oy lehem l'rishoyim, oy vei to the rishoyim, loy dayin, not only, shemechayovin atzmon, that they themselves deserve to get punishment, ele shemechayovin levneim, they cause their children also to get punishment. O levneivneim, the children's children. Atzav kolderis, mamash atzav kolderis, because of one Russia, he could call all his children to get punishment. Har bei bonim hoy le Canaan. Canaan had a lot of children. Shoruyin lisma ketevi avdoi. Shor Rabbi Gamliel. What you do with the Gemara Mishnah Brachos brings down that the Gamliel had a special Eved. He was from Canaan, but he was called Tevi Avdoi, and he was a kosher Eved. One man the Yom called him a Talmud Chochem even. And that was the Maisa that says, usually when the Eved dies, you're not allowed to be Mekabel Tanchumim. You can't like act like a regular person died. But when Gamliel, when his Eved was Mace, he was Mekabel Tanchumim. And the Gemara said, I am not allowed to. So the Gemara answered, he said, Tevi Avdi Loikishar Avodim, no kosher Hoya. He was a special Eved. He was a kosher one. So Gemara said, like, really, there should have been a lot of avodim that should have been kosher, like Tevi Avdoi. So how come all the other avodim, we never hear another Eved that came out of Canaan that's called a kosher? Mashem, all the other avodim were only klolos, were cursed. Ela shechoyva savihem gormelhem. It's because of the choyv that Canaan did, his klola that he did, was gorm all his children, at least most of them, all had the klola. They were all called, like, cursed avodim. And nobody was really called a kosher Eved, only this one Eved of Rav Gamliel, the Tevi Avdi, he was called a kosher. Moravaita kol ha-mezakeh es ha-rabim. Whoever does mitzvahs and helps along the rabbin, helps other people also to do mitzvahs, is ein chet bo al-yodoy. It's a school that you yourself won't come to do a chet. Rashi says, ein chet bo al-yodoy, ha-kodesh boruch hu mantchem iponev es ha-veris. Shletovul Yodoy. Kodesh Baruch Hu helps you and pushes away the Yetzirah that you won't come to do the Averis. And the opposite, the Kol Hamachti Yesu Rabim, whoever does, makes other people do Chatoyim, not only he does, he causes other people also, is Kamat, Ein Maspikim B'yod Alasta Shuvah. The Kamat don't help you at all. Some of Roshim take out the word Kamat, but they don't help you at all in Shemayim to do Shuvah. It's going to be very hard for you to do Shuvah. Now, Kol HaMazak Yesu Rabim Ein Chetpo Yodoy, what's the Hezamite time or why? Why, if you help other people to do toiv, you don't have a chet? Kadesh Shalom Yehei Hu Begehenim V'Talmidu Began Eden. It's like you have Talmidim, so it's not nice that the Talmidim will go to Gan Eden. And you, the Rebbe, you being Gehenim, it's not nice. So because of that, Hashem helps you that you won't do a chet. Shenem the Pasuk says, Ki lo yisazoiv nafshi lishoil, lo yistiten chasidcho liro shochas. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't let his chasidim to go see shochas to see Gehenim. In other words, if you have Talmidim, your mezak, other people, b'schuz zeh, you yourself won't come to do chatoim. Shrashi ki lo yisazoiv nafshi, lo madnu shekadosh Baruch Hu meneyas hachet mil hachshiloi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds back the chet and doesn't let the Yetzirah be machshir you. Right to the other way, whoever causes other people to do chatoim, do bad, is a maspikim b'yodol asas tshuva. They don't let you in Shemayim do tshuva, they hold you back. Why? Shelo yehu b'gan Eden, as you, the big rush that cause everybody else to do, if you do tshuva, you'll end up in Gehenim, v'talmidim b'gehenim, and your talmidim will be burning in Gehenim, that's also not nice. So since you were the one that caused them to go to Gehenim, Hashem doesn't let you do tshuva so easy, so that you'll also be in Gehenim. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Odom Oshuk, Vedam is Nofesh Adbor, Yonus Altismuchu Boy. You're not going to be helped. In other words, if you make other people go to Gehenim, you won't be helped. They won't help you in Shemayim. Yeah. Right, the Mishnah said, Ho'imer Echte V'yoshu. Somebody says, I'll do a chet right now. I know I'll get punished for it. No, I'll do tshuva. Then a second time, Echte V'yoshu. Again, the person does the same chet. And he says, again, I'll do tshuva. So the Mishnah says also, I must speak in the other last of tshuva. They don't help you to do tshuva. The more lomuli lemeim echte v'yoshev, echte v'yoshev. How come the Mishnah says it twice? The Chur, what's the kasha? The Chur Poshid, you learn that after one time, it doesn't happen. It's only you have to do it two times. The Chur, that's part of the Gemara's kasha. Like, what's the difference? What's so bad if you did it once or twice? Like the Chur, if one time is not so bad, mashpiv, you say once. Echte, I'll do the chet v'yoshev, and I'll do tshuva. They don't stop you, they let you do tshuva. So what's the difference too? Because one more time, it's so gefährlich. So Gemara says yes. And the Gemara k'derav huna. Omar Rav. The Omar Rav huna Omar Rav. Kivon she'over odem avera v'shona bo. When a person does an avera once, and then he does the same avera a second time, you should know, hutraloi. His mamish becomes like a sutra. He thinks he's allowed to do it now. For the Gemara, hutraloi, talk with Aituch. Can you tell me it really means you have a hefty, you're allowed to do it? Because you did the avera twice. Now you're allowed to do it. Ella, what it means to say is, Nasis like Heter. The person makes it to himself as if he's doing something right. There is one time you do something wrong and you feel bad. Ah, I'm doing a chet. The second time you do it already, it's already got to you that now you're talking to yourself, I'm doing the right thing. And I've added a third, a fourth, a fifth time. So that's Pshat in the Mishnah. If you say twice, you do the chet, then they're not going to let you do tshuva anymore. Because when you do it twice, yes, twice is worse than once. If you do it only once, a person feels bad about it. And he could do tshuva, he really feels bad. Mashenkin, once you do it twice, then it's very hard to do tshuva. Then the Yetzirah got a hold of you, and it's mamish nas l'keter, it's very hard to do tshuva. The Rashi, the k'derav huna, the chiva and the chot, the trei zimna, when a person does the chet twice, shuvein maspikim b'yod l'asa tshuva, l'fi shraveira doimelov heter. That's the hezber. Because when you do it twice, now it, you consider as if you did the right thing already. So therefore, it's very hard to do tshuva. Right, and then the Mishnah says, Lashon of Echtov Yom Kippur Mechaper. Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper. Because here it doesn't say twice, here even one time. If a person says, yes, I'll do Chatoyim. Aye, you'll get an Oynish? No, I'll wait for Yom Kippur will be Mechaper. So the Mishnah says, Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper. It's not Mechaper. The Mishnah says, Leibel Lechur Masnissan like Rebbe. Lechur, our Mishnah does not go according to Rebbe. The Tanya we learned before, Rebbe says, I call Avera Shabbatayram. Bein Osa Tshuva, Bein Loyosa Tshuva, Yom Kippur Mechaper. Rebbe holds that if you live through Yom Kippur, even if you don't do Tshuva, still you have a Kapurim. It's the Atzuma Shoyayim, the day itself of Yom Kippur, has the Kayak to be Mechaper, to clean us off. So the Rishonim want to say, Avada doesn't clean you off completely. Avada Rebbe also is made that you have to have Tshuva to make a Kapurim Gemura. But I call upon him, Rebbe holds the actual day of Yom Kippur itself has the Kayak to wash you off a little bit. It gives you a little bit kapara. So the Chura, how could you tell me then, if a person says Echtum, and I wait for Yom Kippur is not Mechaper, why not? According to Rebbe, it's Mechaper even without Tshuva. So why shouldn't it be good? So Mora says, no, Afilu Tema Rebbe, this member could even go according to Rebbe. I'll tell you, Agav Shani, when does Rebbe say Yom Kippur is Mechaper for you? If you didn't say this Loshon, speak out, like you didn't Shepherdzich, you didn't start up with Yom Kippur. You didn't say, I'm going to do the Chet now when I rely on Yom Kippur to Mechaper me. Stam, you did a Chet. Later, when you live through Yom Kippur, it's mechaper you. But if you're Shepherdzich, you start up with Yom Kippur, now you tell Yom Kippur, you know,
I'm going to do chatoyim now. And I'm not afraid I'll get a punishment because I know you, Yom Kippur, you'll have to forgive me. Nothing doing. Then when it comes to Yom Kippur, for this person, Yom Kippur doesn't clean him. It's not mechaper for him at all. Averish Shebenodim L'mokim. So Mishnah says, Averis between you and Hashem, then you have the kapar on Yom Kippur. Just you have mechila. You don't have a mechila, you don't have a kapara just by saying vidui, you have to first go be mefayish your chaver. You have to ask your friend to be mechil you. Romilei Rav Yosef bar Chavoy l'Rabbi Yavua. Averoi shebenodem l'chaveroi. Averoi shebenodem l'chaveroi. Ein yom kippur mechaper. Yom kippur, that's what our Mishnah says. Yom kippur is not mechaper. I will accept the Pasuk says, v'yemyech t'ish li'ish, ufil loy elohim. Is if a person does a chet one to another, or feel like to have a minirid, this means alakim like. It means that Kodesh Baruch Hu will be mechaper him. So as mashma, if you do a chet, you do something wrong to your friend, you could come on to Hashem, will forgive you. All you have to do is just do tshuva. Maria says, no. Ma yeloi, him here, it means dinah. Doesn't really mean Hashem. It means alahim here, it means the dying. It means you go to Bezdin, and like if you stole from a person, and you give back, then you'll have kapara. It's not enough just to do tshuva. You have to go ask mechila from your friend. If so, Amos says, let's see the end. The end says, if you do a chet to Hashem, who will forgive you? So, if a person does a chet to his friend, and the bezdin helps you out, is then you'll have a mechila. Let's say, no, a person didn't do an aveira to his friend. A person only did an aver like he ate chazir. He only did an aver benodim lamakam. Mi yispalo b'yadoi. Who's going to help you? Then it doesn't help to go ask your friend for mechila. Your friend can't help you then. Then you only come on to tshuva ma'isim toifim. Then if you did a chet between you and Hashem, the only thing that would help you is you do tshuva ma'isim toifim. So that's the pshalik in our Mishnah. Averis benodim lamakam. You do tshuva, it helps. You have to first ask mechila from your friend, and then avadi still you have to ask mechila from Hashem. Because every aver you did ben adam lechaveroi is also an aver ben adam Hashem. Like Hashem said, don't hurt your friend, don't steal, don't hit your friend. So every time you hurt your friend, you're also doing an aver to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So avadi, first you have to ask your friend for mechila, and then avadi you still have to have mechila. Avadi you still have to daven to Hashem. Hashem should be mechila. You have to do tshuva. Amar Rav Yitzchak. Call hamaknet es chaveroi. If somebody chepezich bothers his friend, hurts his friend, afilu b'dvorim, even if you only spoke not nice about him, you hurt him by saying bad things to him, esorach l'faisoi. Still you have to ask him for mechila, you have to appease him. Shenem ha'pasuk says, b'ni, imorafto l'reyecho, tokato lazor kapechi, if you did something bad to your friend, either you hit him with your hands, ros nakash debir mepicha, you hurt him just with imre picha, just with your mouth, with saying, es asoi zois, do this, eifoi b'ni, v'hi notzeld, how are you going to be saved? Because you hurt your friend. Lechis rapes, go and be machni yourself to him, nor ask him for mechila, or rahavra yecha, come to love him, come to be his friend. So in other words, even if Yoni, bimbre fichi, Yoni spoke bad to him, still you have to ask him for mechila. In moment yesh biyodcha, if you have money, if you stole from your friend, hata le pisas yad, open up your hands and give him back the money. V'yim lav, if you didn't steal from him, you just spoke bad to him, har beyol of reyim, try and act, be friendly with him, or else make other people be friendly with him, because then that person should be Meichuyu. Rashi says here, Lechis Rapis means Yad. Ufaraloi, open up your hand and pay him back the money. V'yal Mukash Imre Picho, let's say you spoke bad about your friend, in Matnitosai, then Reyev Reyecha, means Harbe Reyim, have a lot of friends go to him, Levake Shemeno Mechilo. Now that person should be meichel you. And speak to a lot of people, they should go talk him in to forgive you. You have to go in three different rows. And each row you have to have three people. In other words, you have to go three times, and each time you have to have three people with you. The pasuk says, Yoshor al anoshim, v'yoymechotosi, v'yoshor havisi, v'loyshavali. Mashma, three times you have to go. Shrashi v'sholosh shuris. Sholosh pomi faisuam v'sholosh anoshim. Each time you go to him, you have to go with three people, and each time you have to ask him to forgive you. V'chol pam shenema yosho loshen shura. Yosho means loshen of a row. V'yein shura p'chusim mishloshim b'le yodim. And each row means at least three people. Chotosi
Haray Pamachas, that's one. The Yosher Havisi Areshtayim. Vleshovali Areshleshem.
That's right, from this pasuk, three times you have to go to your friend to ask him to be Meichel you, and each time you have to have three people with you.
Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Choma, someone goes, Omar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Kol HaNavakish Mata Nechaveroi. If somebody asks Mechila from his friend, is Ayavakish Mimenu Yosef Mishleish Yepomim. You should not ask your friend more than three times. If he doesn't forgive you after three times, you don't have to ask him more. Shenema, the pasuk says, Ono Sono V'yata Sono. Yeah, that's all, Mashmah three times. Trashi, Ono Sono V'yata Sono. Ein no Eloshem Akosha. So Mashmah three times, that's all. V'yemeis, let's say your friend died, you did something wrong to your friend, and before you asked him for Mechila, he died. Is how do you get your Kapara? How do you get your Mechila? Is Alocha, maybe Yasar Ben Yodim. You have to take 10 people with you. Oma Midim Akivra, go to where is basic, go to basic forest, where he's buried. V'yomer, it's say like this. I did a chet to Hashem. Like we said, every chet ben odin l'chaveroi is also a chet ben odin l'mokam. And also to this person, shechavalti boy, I did something bad to him. And he asked me for mechila. Rabbi Yirmiyah heavy lay milso l'Rabbi Abba Bade. Rabbi Yirmiyah had something that Rabbi Abba didn't act nice to him. Rabbi Abba, what she says, heavy lay milso Rabbi Abba Bade. Rabbi Abba, hoyu loy l'isroi ma Rabbi Yirmiyah, shechotu loy. In other words, Rabbi Abba did something bad to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Forget it. Rabbi Yirmiyah did something bad to Rabbi Abba. Because Rabbi Yirmiyah did something bad to Rabbi Abba, so Rabbi Yirmiyah now wants to go ask Mechila from Rabbi Abba. Is Rabbi Yirmiyah did something bad, Hevle Milsa Rabbi Abba, is Bahadei. Is Ozel, so Rabbi Yirmiyah went to visit Rabbi Abba to ask him for Mechila. Is Esav Adosha Ad Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Yirmiyah came to the doorpost of Rabbi Abba. When Rabada's maid was spilling out the dirty water, some of the water fell on Rabbi Yirmiyah's head. Is Omas, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Osuni ki ashpa, you made me like the garbage. Koranashi called upon himself the posik, May ashpa is your avyun. From the ashpa, from the garbage, Hashem picks up the avyun. Is Shomer Rabbah, so Rabbah heard what's going on. So really, Rabbi Yirmiyah was coming to Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba should be Meichelim. Because Rabbi Yirmiyah did something wrong to Rabbi Abba. But now it came out that Rabbi Abba did something wrong to Rabbi Yirmiyah. It's when awfully happened, so Rabbi Abba went out to see Rabbi Yirmiyah. Omalei, so Rabbi Abba told Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hashta, now that this happened to you, that some of my dirty water went on you, Tzirichna l'mepek adaitchum, I have to go and ask you for Mechila now. The pasuk says, Leichis rapes uroar v'yechum. Like if you did something bad to somebody else, right away go and ask him Mechila. See, even though Rabbi Yirmiyah was coming to Rabbi Abba, now it came out to Rabbi Abba how to ask Mechila back from Rabbi Yirmiyah. Well, Rabbi Zera, ki hevelei milsa badi inshi. When Rabbi Zera had that somebody did something bad to him, so the person was supposed to ask Mechila from Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Zera did something very nice. Hevi cholef v'ton lekamei. Rabbi Zera used to always make himself go in front of that person. Well, mamtilei, that's in order that the other person should find Rabbi Zera easily, ki hecha d'neisi v'neipik lei midaitei, in order that that person should ask Mechila from Rabbi Zera. Let's say Reuven did something bad to Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Zera wanted to make it easy for Reuven to ask Mechila, so Rabbi Zera used to walk in front of Reuven a lot, in order that Reuven would have a very easy time to ask Mechila from Rabbi Zera. Rav hevelei milsa badi hutabcha. Rav had a story with the butcher, that the butcher did something wrong to Rav. The butcher didn't act nice to Rav. He did a tabachot aloy. The tabach did a chet after she gypped Rav. He charged him too much. He didn't give him good meat. He did something wrong. So the butcher never came to ask Mechila from Rav. If Amayla Yom Kippur, it came Erev Yom Kippur, and Poshid Rav, as his chassidus, got worried for this butcher. He figured, oy vey, it's Erev Yom Kippur now. The person didn't ask me for Mechila. If he's going to go through Yom Kippur, he'll have a big einish. So Omar, so Rav said, I myself, Rav, will go to meet this Tabach, the butcher, like maybe he'll be Mephias. Even though it's Lashon, I'll be Mephias him, I'll like appease him, really means to say that maybe he'll be Mephias me, and I'll be able to be Michael him. Yeah. Is Poga Be Rav Huna. So Rav Huna met up with Rav, where are you going to? Has Rav Huna asked Rav, where are you going now? Omalei, so Rav answered back to Rav Huna, Lefusilapalni, I'm going to appease that person. Really what he meant to say is, I hope, halavai, that person, like, will appease me.
is Omar, Rav Huna knew what was going on, and he said, Omar, Ozel Abba, no, it's Rav, you might have called Lashnik Abba, Lamikto Nafshe, you're going to kill that person. Because I will soon say the story is that the butcher never asked Mechila for Rav, and because of that, the butcher himself died. So Rav Huna knew what was going on here. Yeah, what was the ma'isa? Ozel, so Rav went to the butcher. V'kom alavayim, he was stood right next to the butcher. Have yosef v'kopoli reisha. What was the butcher doing? He was chopping the head of an animal. He was chopping a bone of the head. Doli eine, the butcher lifted up his head. V'chaz yenisua Rav. Omalei Abba, ad zil. So he told the butcher, called Rav Abba, like my father. Ad zil, you go away. Lestli milsa bador, I have nothing to do with you. In other words, the butcher not only didn't yes mechila, but like he was mavazah Rav. He told Rav, "You go away. I never did anything to you. I don't know you. Any apologies? Get out of here." Is bahadet the kopoli reisha? When this butcher, while he was banging the head, is ishtomet garmo, a bone fell out. Omachya b'yikua, it hit him on his throat. The katle, the bone killed the butcher. That was the ma'isa. So ma'isa's Rav Huna knew what was going on here. In other words, like Rashi says, v'kua v'gagroisam, and his gagger in his throat. In other words, Rav meant to make it easy for the butcher to ask mechila. And that's the cloud. When it's easy to do a mitzvah and you don't do it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a big einish. Because you have no psur. Why didn't you do the mitzvah? Bishleim, if it's hard to do it, you have a terence, it's hard for me to do it. But when something is very easy and you don't do it, then it's a big tine on you. That's here. The Rav wanted to make it so easy for the butcher to ask mechila. And still the butcher didn't ask mechila, so that's a terrible chet. For that, the butcher got killed right away. Famous, the Koich Vayor, they speak out that where did Rav learn such a midah like this? How did Rav know to do act like this? So he says, learned it out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we know, the Aseret she made tshuva to more dach in the posik, Dir Shu Hashem b'motzu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes very close to what the Aseret she made tshuva. And that's why it's brought down halacha, that the Beinanim, they have the Gzar Din on Yom Rosh Hashanah. It must do tshuva good. If they don't do tshuva, they end up to be chayovim. So the Velt Kashrid, if you're Beinanim, it means you're 50-50. So on Rosh Hashanah you are 50-50. On Yom Kippur, what do you have to do tshuva for? Just do one more mitzvah. If you do one more mitzvah in between, so you become a tzaddik gomer and you get your gzad din l'toyv. His mashma din is no only if you do tshuva. If you don't do tshuva, you won't be zeicha. Why only do you have to do tshuva? So he wants to mask like this gemara here, that these 10 days that Kodesh Baruch Hu comes very close to us. Why does Hashem, dear Hashem, be matzu? Why is Hashem so close to us? Because Hashem wants us to ask mechilu these days. Hashem wants us to do tshuva. So Hashem is so kind to us, He comes very close to us, that it's very easy to do tshuva. Therefore, since it's easy to do tshuva these 10 days, if we don't do tshuva then, it's such a big chet, it's such a gefele chazach, that no matter how many mitzvahs you do, you won't weigh out your scale to make you a tzaddik. Therefore, the only way to be a tzaddik is to do tshuva. Mamash at this mice of Rav, so Rav learned out from Hashem. Just like when Hashem, on the 10 days of Gassar Hashem made tshuva, He comes to us to make it easy for us to do tshuva. That's what Rav also did. Rav went to this butcher to make it easy for the butcher to do tshuva. And if you, in that these days when Hashem is close, it's easy to do tshuva. And we don't do tshuva, the chet is so terrible, like here the butcher had to die. And that's why also the benini is not zeicha. The only way a benini could be zeicha is if he does tshuva. Right. Rav heavy posik sidra kaima the Rebbe. Rav was saying over Gemara, Sidra Shipashis Mikra, Shal Neviyah Noshek Suvim, he's saying over Nach, in front of Rebbe, is Ayo, also Rebbe,